You said it, man. Viva la new music on 2SER Breakfast. Our good friend Lachlan Hollick, music director here at 2SER, is joining us once again for the new music report. Hey, mate, how you going?
Hey, Danny, how are you? How are you, everyone?
What's the haps on the snaps for you, man?
Not much, mate. It's been a nice week, getting into a lot of new releases and sort of enjoying a bit of an improvement in the weather. Happy to be here with the living embodiment of golf as well as a head later in the week.
Yeah. Back. I forget a lot of the stuff that I say on radio.
Me too. I forgot what I just said.
Maybe I do it deliberately. Who knows? I really appreciate you joining us here today to talk new music. As always, the menu for today, generally we have an entree, main course, and dessert. Oh, who am I kidding? It's three main courses as part of the new music report. This week, no different. What is first on the menu?
Hey, mate. So, yeah, I just want to run through just a few tracks. Always picking these for, you know, this time of morning. Not blowing our collective heads off. But there's a really, really nice track out today from friend of the show, Bumpy.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Bumpy's back,
baby. Bumpy, of course, solo, great solo artist, but also regular collaborator, member of Squid Nebula. She might be releasing a debut album a bit later in the year. I've caught word of that recently. It's going to be called Kanana. This is one of the tracks off it. It's called Cozy Comfy.
Let's give this a spin. I cannot wait any longer.
Sonic
New from
time.
Bumpy, Cozy Comfy, 2SER Breakfast.
Is my every day is less demanding. I'm home now. Breathe it in and let it out. More time to soak up the daylight, moonlight.
Pushed to pull the shells.
Wake Up Babe, Bumpy's back and is leading the hit-ups here on the New Music Report. That is new from Bumpy. It is called Cozy Comfy, member of Squid Nebula, an occupier of the most tender part of our hearts. Bumpy is back. That's very, very exciting. And some more exciting new music coming our way as part of the report.
It is Molasses, which is the second album from local artist Natalie Slade has just dropped. Nat's, of course, friend of 2SER. Her debut record, Control, was a feature album here on 2SER back in the halcyon days of 2020, mid-2020.
Who remembers that?
You know, Nat's been active for a long time as a jazz singer and various collaborator with the likes of Catalyst and Steve Spacek, and she's also collaborates with her own releases, solo releases, and this record which just came out is just an excellent jazz and soul album.
Has she got some familiar names on this one?
Sure does, Danny. She has Dan Kai. You've also got Sampology from Brisbane working on the production and percussion. Dai Young's awesome local keyboardist featuring on a bunch of tracks on this, as well as Lanius on guitars. Believe Nat recorded this both overseas on a stint in London and locally.
Yeah.
But it's come together. It's been, 5 years between albums is the kind of time period in which you really put a lot of thought and development into your music.
And it was a weird 5 years, so.
It has been an interesting 5 years on a number of levels. Yeah, true. But also significantly, this is out on Barely Breaking Even Records.
Seriously?
Esteemed UK label, home to a lot of fantastic music, owned by Kenny Dope and Keb Daj.
That's awesome. Natalie Slade on BBE Records. What a ledge.
Yeah, so we should dive into this, but I should also say, just announced this week, Natalie Slade will be headlining a show put on by the Shadows of Tomorrow crew, Sophie and Pryor. They're putting on a gig at the Oxford Art Factory Gallery Bar on Thursday, August 28, if you want to pop that in the calendar, along with Ed Seven, Chinta, and also the Shadows crew will be spinning records as well. That, I believe, is like 7 or 8 p.m. I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Oh, that's all right.
You know, it's easy to find this one out.
7 p.m. till late, I believe.
Yeah, 7 till late at the Oxford Art Gallery Bar this the 28th of August, which is a Thursday night, 10 buckaroonies.
That's a Thursday. Get up late, stay at party in Stro Motion, the future soul sound system with Chinta, Ed Seven, the Shadows of Tomorrow DJs, and of course, our feature artist, Natalie Slade. What are we going to listen to from Natalie?
This is an album cut. It's called Adobe Clay.
Let's give it a bash. 2SER Breakfast.
Adobe clay from molten to man I'm made, right in your hand of stay, a vision into shape. Adobe clay from molten to man I'm made, right in your hand of stay, a vision into shape. My mother's baby, from the salts and grains he shaped me. In a clay engraving, put a heartless racing, a little craving and chasing. From the seed I came in, blooming daisies. There is beauty here, but the tree is fading. If you did it once, you'll do it again. On my knees and I'm praying. Adobe clay from molten to man I'm made, right in your hand of stay, a vision into shape. shape. Adobe clay, from mulching to maname, right in your hand of stay. Or vision into shape. Molded adobe, years past, and I'm still exhaling. Many ships have sailed out and sailed in eager, reaching out for bailing, running fast to escape, failing. Then in the dream I heard it, very carefully worded. Listen closely, clay piece, you were in my hand, ever changing. You're the masterpiece that I'm making.
Natalie Slade there with Adobe Clay from the new album Molasses. You can catch Natalie live Thursday, 28th of August, there at the Oxford Art Factory in an event called Stro Motion, put on by our good friend Shadows of Tomorrow, every Monday night here on 2SER. Also on the bill, we've got Chinta, Ed Seven, the Shadows of Tomorrow DJs are going to be in the house playing Natalie today as a part of the new music report, Molasses for Those Asses, early in the morning on the report. I think we've got time for one more song. What's it going to be? 2SER Music Director Lachlan Holland.
Thanks, Danny. Well, we're going a bit further afield for this one. We're heading over to Athens, but the Georgia, United States version of Athens.
Not the famous Athens, home of the B-52s and REM.
Yeah, exactly. That's that one. A creative hotbed in the Midwest there. Or is it just Georgia Midwest? It's more south, isn't it?
Look, I make it a point. I will learn about US geography when they start learning about Australian geography.
That's fair enough, mate. T. Hardy Morris is a guitarist, songwriter from Athens. And he's just put out his fifth album. He's obviously got four previous ones. It's called Artificial Tears.
You have to check your maths on that.
Yes. It's pretty early, so you're cutting some slack on that. But he's been releasing music since 2013, mostly sort of in the alternative country, imbued with elements of fuzz rock and other things. He's central to this question is, and you know, seeing more releases having this question, it might be a giveaway on Artificial Tears, but he's questioning where does entertainment end and art begin, and where does creative endeavors, including music, what do they mean in the current time where the boundaries between audience and performer blur, where everyone's broadcasting what they're doing 24/7 via the World Wide Web?
Gee, some big questions.
But it's a really good record. It's out on Normaltown. You know, if you're a fan of Buck Meek, Kurt Vile, you'll probably be right at home with this one as well.
But I'm a fan of Buck.
Buck, what do you got against Kurt?
Oh, Kurt right. hasn't appeared on the show, whereas Buck Meek has.
That's fair enough.
Kurt Vile, the ball is in your court. Get involved.
Maybe we could have it, see if T. Hardy Morris is up for a dial-in.
T. Hardy, welcome all day long. Just don't ask me to place where on the map Athens, Georgia is. I know it's somewhere the other side of Lithgow. What are we going to listen to from the T. Hardy Morris new album, Artificial Tears?
I think this one's appropriate for all the fog we've had this week. Let's go with Poets in the Mist.
That sounds rather appropriate. Thank you so much, Music Director Lachlan Holland.
Thanks, Danny. Have a lovely week.
1, 2, 3, 4. Looking for yesterday, y'all go ahead, I'm gonna stay. What you gonna do when the world runs dry? Sit on the moon and start to cry. Sit on the moon and start to cry. Sit on the moon and start to cry. I see the feeling, poets in the mist, writings of the ocean.